Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Ann Nelson, your host for the show. Where did your share journey begin? Today's guest was given shares at a young age, just 5 years old. And we're going to learn about his investing journey. And it leads me to think that it could be an idea for us to get our children or our grandchildren interested in shares at a young age, so it's not so foreign to them. And who knows, like today's guest, where this could end up taking them. Today's guest is Ben Clendon, and he is a senior project manager with ShareSite, and he started his investing journey from a young age. So welcome, Ben.
Yeah, no, thank you, Anne. Thanks. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on.
It's always interesting listening to people and hearing about their investing journey. So please tell me a little bit about your background.
Yeah, okay. So I grew up in Wellington, New Zealand, second youngest of nine. So we had a big family and, we had a very much an outdoor sort of life. My father's a retired structural engineer and my mother's was a retired nurse, and they took us on lots of family holidays and tramping, and my dad was into building hovercrafts and all sorts of things. So we had a very exciting, I guess, a fun-filled sort of childhood. From there, I went on to study law at university, but also ended up taking a few different tracks and turns and worked in commercial fisheries for 12 years before arriving at ShareSite and sort of entering the financial sector. And then, to this day, I haven't yet used my law, but I'm really, I see myself as part of the tech sector. So I've taken a few twists and turns, and it's all led me to ShareSite.
That's a good start to your journey. So can you please tell me where your share journey started?
Yeah, so my father was interested in getting our family to understand financial management and planning ahead, looking to the future. And as such, in 1986, when I was just 5 years old, he bought us all shares, so $860 worth of Brierley Investment shares. And I can remember as a five-year-old, I remember, as I mentioned in my article, receiving this sort of beige-coloured envelope with those sort of share certificates. And it was quite a memorable sort of event for us. He explained what they were about, why he had done it, partly looking forward to the future, to a, university study, and really about introducing us to that world and, I guess, trying to seed an interest in it. And it certainly had that effect. It's one of my earlier memories, and I was interested in what he did, and he used to talk about the different investments he had made. A lot of investments was in small startups throughout the years, a bit like ShareSite. In fact, he invested all sorts of businesses because he had a personal interest in, supporting some of these more creative types and some of these more interesting sort of ventures. And I watched Dad through all those years, I suppose, and those shares were the only shares I owned right up until 2013, when the government, New Zealand government, essentially sold a number of these large assets, state-owned enterprises, to the public, and we all had an opportunity to purchase. And that was my next purchase in 2013, although just a small amount. Again, we didn't have a lot of surplus cash, but just as an opportunity to understand what it was all about and really put the foot in the door.
That's a very interesting story, and I suppose it's something that we could all think about for our children or our grandchildren to get them interested in a young age, because, as in my case, I didn't start investing till I was in my 50s, and I didn't know much about it at all. So you had a great advantage there with your father, with the interest that he had from an early age.
Yeah, we did, and I really appreciated that. And, you know, it didn't take much to get that interest going. The fact that, you know, my dad traded, and I think my grandfather as well. And I believe I mentioned to you earlier that in my brief for the podcast was this idea that I think a lot of people suffer from in all walks of life is this sort of imposter syndrome, I call it, where you think something's for someone else, or you know, you're a bit nervous about getting into something because you don't think you sort of have the, I guess, what it takes to go down a path. And I think investing is probably no different. You hold off doing it because you just don't know where to start. And I believe, you know, getting into something earlier and trying it out in a small way, I think, is a really, really great way to sort of overcome that kind of initial hesitancy. And I was lucky enough to, you know, to have that initial step when I was five. And it certainly has made it a lot easier for me to get into it in a more sort of, you know, I guess, full-on way, you know, in my mid-30s.
Right. So I think some people are afraid to, besides not knowing where to start, they're fearful, I suppose, fearful of making the wrong choice or fearful of losing their money.
Yeah, that's right. And like anything, I think I mentioned the article and I spent some time with Dad doing this. I worked out what I was really trying to achieve. And for me, I had a couple of clear goals. One is to enter the market and to understand the tools I needed, you know, the broking tools. I wasn't looking to make a big win or anything like that, a quick win. I was really looking to understand the market. I wanted to see if I could get a better return than I'd get in the banks over a, you know, 1 to 2 year period. I was looking at a fairly short period because we may need the money again fairly shortly because my wife's off on maternity leave this year. And I wanted to sort of, show to my wife that, you know, this could be an opportunity for us down the track as we have a more regular stream of money coming in that we can, you know, potentially use in other ways other than just paying off the mortgage. So I set up a really clear sort of set of goals and then came up with a strategy for how I was going to achieve those. And my dad sort of guided me down a path of, well, let's pick some larger stocks on the NZX, ones that have fairly high turnover, so I can sort of get into the market and also get out reasonably quickly when I wanted to. That was quite important to me. And pick stocks, you know, that are unlikely or that are, I guess, more likely to be fairly stable over that period. So I mentioned in the article, we looked at really ones that had a reasonable return over a, you know, kind of 10-year period. And that's kind of what, you know, we just sort of came up with that scheme and that's what I've done so far.
Yep. So it sounds like you and your father are looking at the fundamentals of the company as well. They're making sure they've got earnings and they're, you know, low debt and all that sort of stuff. They're earning money.
Yeah, that's right. But and also other aspects. I mean, you know, like if I picked an example, you know, we went for me, Auckland Airport seemed like a good idea because, you know, in some ways they don't have too much competition. So they're kind of, you know, that seemed like a logical choice. They are a big entity, and yeah, they look to be, you know, they look to be doing well. So I made a few decisions like that. And of course, also I made sure that I wanted to spread. So of those reasonably small number of investments I've made, I did want to ensure that I'd spread them into a few different areas, you know, just to try and mitigate any risk of big shocks coming along and, you know, knocking down health or knocking down transport or, you know, so forth.
Oh, yeah. So how has your share investing led you to what you're doing now? I believe, like most of us, have struggled trying to keep track of everything. and especially in Australia, we have the self-managed superannuation funds that require being audited every year. So you really do need to have good record keeping. So can you tell us about how being in the share market has led you to your work and helped you?
Yeah, so it was really, for me, in fact, it was more of those early experiences and having an interest, a personal interest in wanting to enter the share market that really, I guess, led me to a role with ShareSite. And that came about through Scott, who one of the co-founders was in. He's an old friend of mine from back in our sort of our hiking days. we joined a club together, or at the same time, a Victoria University Trimming Club, and that's where I got to know Scott. And it was probably in those sort of conversations with Scott over the years about what he was up to with Sharesight, you know, and it really got me interested in the whole area. So I've started investing really in anger after I've joined Sharesight as an employee. So I started with the company at the end of 2015. And, you know, that sort of coincided, I guess, with the opportunity to invest because we started to have a little bit of surplus cash around the middle of last year. And, of course, having learned what Sharesight can do from a management of your investments perspective and tax reporting, obviously it just naturally, once I started to use the, you know, started to invest using the Sharesight tools, of course, came naturally as I'd already sort of got to understand them from a working and business perspective. And it was curious to see using, you know, Sharesight for my own personal needs, what certainly helped me sort of understand our clients' needs and what they really need from our product. And so that was one of the drivers for me to invest, in fact, was to not just work and do my 9 to 5 at Sharesight, but kind of, I guess, truly understand what it is that our clients are looking for. And so it's all kind of mixed in with how I got into investing. But the initial interest and discussions with Scott, I guess, came from those early experiences.
Right. It's interesting, but as we go along, sometimes we don't know what we're trying to achieve. But in the end, I suppose it's trying to replace an income so that when we get to the stage where we retire, then we have got something definite that we know is going to support ourselves, because we can't all rely on a government pension in our later life.
Mm, no, that's right. I mean, you know, absolutely. For me, if you look at sort of various studies or commentary around the place, you know, it's pretty apparent that over the long term, you know, investing in, you know, the stock market is, you know, seems to have overall a much better sort of return than just having sort of money, you know, as you pay off your debts and you put money into the bank. I mean, just having it in the bank, particularly these days with low interest rates, I think it makes sense to look for sort of ways to build your nest egg and build it, start as early as you can thinking about these things. So, yeah, I think that looking to invest in the share market, or, you know, wherever you want to sort of head with your investment policy or your investment sort of ideas over the long term, you know, getting in early, beginning that process, trying different things within the level of risk that you're willing to take, I think it all helps you, you know, long term, you know, establish yourself, you know, I guess, establish a, you know, a comfortable sort of retirement fund. And that's certainly that me and my wife have talked about, you know, even though I'm in my mid-30s, so I guess I consider myself, you know, fairly young for those kind of thoughts. But no, we've been discussing this for some years about how we want to plan for the future and plan for our kids.
Yep, it sounds like you're on the right path and you've got your head in the right space. I've spoken to quite a few people and they all say that the younger you start, the better off you're going to be, because you've got that time on your side. Nothing worse than getting to retirement, close to retirement age, and saying, oh, bugger, I should have started earlier, I'm running out of time.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think I really like the idea, and coming back to the investing in the shares and in Sharesight, I like the idea of having a bit of control myself. I mean, I have a KiwiSaver, you know, we've got a compulsory retirement plans over here, and, you know, that's great. But I have, I guess, tens of thousands in that compulsory scheme. But it's a bit of a black box. You know, your money goes in, it's, you know, it's like packaging up a suitcase full of $20 bills, giving it to somebody and saying, great, I'll see you in 40 years. And, you know, it's good and I think it's going to help a lot of people, but I wouldn't like to have all my eggs in that kind of basket. So I'd like the idea that I take control myself and have a much more active interest in it. It doesn't have to be a daily interest, you know, but certainly an active interest in where these stocks are heading, the reasons why I might want to move, you know, just keeping control for myself, I think, and me and my wife being in charge.
Yeah, so you're keen to be self-directed by the sounds of that.
Yeah, very much so.
So you've mentioned the word share side a few times. So could you please explain to my listeners what it is and what tools that ShareSite gives stock owners?
Yeah. So ShareSite is 12 of us working for the company. We're a business that was set up by father and son, initially started by a father and son team, Scott and Tony Ryburn, and they really were looking to create a tool that gave DIY investors the tools and the processes sort of necessary to really self-manage your investments. So anyone who's got unitized stocks, anyone you know who's purchased shares in, on the share market, ASX, NZX, ShareSite's really about, primarily about showing you your true performance. And this is really one of the key aspects of what ShareSite is trying to do. There's a lot of, you know, when you're investing in managed funds or other types of investments, sometimes people will present the performance of these investments in different ways. So, for example, you know, managed funds might, you might have a fund that says, well, it's that fund's made, you know, 20 or 30%, but they might not annualize that. And so you can't compare it to anything. You don't know what they mean by that. Whereas ShareSite will always annualize our performance. By doing that, you know, you say, well, I've made 12 or 13% per annum in my stock. Well, you can then compare that to, you know, the interest in a bank or bonds or whatever. But you have to kind of compare like for like. Otherwise, it becomes very hard and a bit opaque about how your assets are really doing. So ShareSite is all about shifting the, I guess, providing the DIY investors with the power and the tools to truly understand their own investments and not putting any gloss on it in the sense that, you know, this is how you've truly done. So you can make some decisions now about whether that's working for you or whether you need to make, you know, to shift into other investments. And, of course, ShareSite does a number of things that other products don't. So we pull in your dividends. We include those in your total return because some people don't, you know, again, you don't always realize that actually dividends make up a real core component of what your overall return is.
Yeah.
Dividends are, you know, potentially really important depending on which stage of life you're at or what your investment strategy is, because they are cash in the hand so that, you know, for example, I've got one of my small stocks I invested in 2013. I've got 30% of that stock's been paid back in dividends already. So even if there was a major fluctuation in the share price, in another 6 years, theoretically, I would have received all of that investment back in dividends. And that's great because that gives you a bit of security.
Yep.
So ShareSite pulls those dividends. We allow you to track dividend reinvestment plans. We provide tax reporting, capital gains tax reporting for the Australians. Well, obviously, it's quite a complicated business in Australia, and we provide a capital gains tax reporting tool for your tax time. At its heart, ShareSite is all about, I guess, empowering the self-directed investor, giving them the performance tools and the tax reporting features to really understand what your portfolio is doing.
I like the fact that you can link up your trading platform with the program ShareSite, and it will automatically record a purchase or a sale as it happens. And you can do that with the New Zealand stock market and the Australian stock market. Can you just explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So currently we currently have direct connections to a number of different brokers throughout Australia and New Zealand. And we are now looking into the Canadian market, the UK market, the US market. And these tools allow you, when you first set up, if you've had a fair, you know, reasonably extensive trading history, these tools allow you to access your broker via our tool and import your trading history directly, so you're not having to re-key it in on an ongoing basis. An example, using my experience, you know, ANZ Securities, we have a hook in directly from ANZ Securities, so they will actually push in your trades every day into our platform to ShareSite. We have other ways also of capturing user data without having to, you know, key in the data. So, for example, contract notes, we support, I think it's something, must be around 90-something different brokers now, where we will receive contract notes that will automatically get forwarded to us, and we'll import those trades into the system simply by receiving the contract notes. So we're constantly building out new ways of making your whole, you know, investing experience, I guess, trying to make it a bit more seamless and iron out or remove any kind of manual data entry that you might need to do. I mean, all the, I guess, many of the major brokers we already support, particularly in Australia. Yeah, it makes it a bit of a smoother experience.
Yeah. Okay. And the tools that the ShareSite offer gives investors a better picture of how their shares are going, and then the reporting is also excellent.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, in terms of how your investments are going, we will list out all your investments, and we'll show your capital gains, we'll show your income gain, your dividends, and we'll chart that out so you can go in and see your individual holding. So you can get an individual stock and you can see how your performance has done since you bought it, or you can look at certain time periods and track your performance. We pull through a whole bunch more information about the stock. So we pull in news feeds from different sources just so you can kind of, that are relevant to the investing sort of sector. We have all sorts of sort of additional features, additional reporting features. So you can see your historical cost of your trades. We have reporting on, for the New Zealand market, we have the foreign investment fund tax reporting. We have unrealized CGT for the Australian markets. And we have, obviously the standard tax reports and diversity reports. We also, obviously, we've got a huge, you know, sort of plan of work, I guess, that, you know, we've been working through over the last, particularly, well, since I've been here anyway, the last 18 months, around offering different investors have different ways of, I guess, of looking at their asset base. So a feature we recently introduced is what we call custom groupings, and it allows you to group your investments into any sort of way you'd like. So, for example, some investors might want to group sort of by high growth stocks, or by sort of high risk, high growth, or low risk, low growth. Well, through a sort of a clever piece of development, we've built these tools so you can kind of drag and drop your different investments, set up basically a view of your investments and the view that you would prefer. So there's, some quite interesting technology. We've been using to just steadily build out those features.
Yep. Well, it sounds terrific. It's really interesting. Thanks very much for explaining all this. You've probably piqued a few listeners' interest. So where would they go to find out more about the ShareSite
company? Yeah, sure. So I would literally just start with just visit ShareSite.com. You'll see, like anything, I think it's sometimes easier just to get in and have a play with the tool. So what I mean by that is all we require is an email and password just to get you set up, and just pick a holding. You don't have to know the exact quantity or the price, but you can just punch one into the system and sort of create that trade in our system, and then you can kind of follow through and see the tools available. And you know, we've got amazing help docs and a new help site we released just a couple of weeks ago, which can provide you all the sort of, you know, assistance you need. We also have a customer support in Sydney and a forum where you can post questions. But I think for your listeners, anyone who's interested, it really just ShareSite.com, and I would do the simple sign up and just punch in a holding, and then just have a feel around, just have a look, a bit of a play with the software and see what you can do. If you want to then delete the stock, you can go in and just, you know, you can simply just delete that trade and add some more. And if you see that your broker is supported and you decide you want to use the tool in anger, well, you can just import your trades. The tool is free for up to 10 holdings. So your listeners who may have, you know, high value shares, but only a few, well, they can just sign up and start using it for free. Our first paying subscription starts at $25 a month when you've got over 10 holdings, and you can add then multiple portfolios as you get your investments have got more sort of complex, I guess. But just get started and have a play. It doesn't hurt. You can just delete whatever you're doing it, no problem.
And is the company a private company?
So it's funny, I asked my chief about how the sort of setup works, but So the company is made up by private individuals investing in ShareSite. Obviously, there's the original co-founders and those involved early on. And then, and you know, some of our private investors have ended up investing in us because they've used the product. But it's, yes, it's still a private business.
Okay. So haven't listed on the stock exchange yet.
No, not yet. So we're not quite there yet.
Okay. Well, it's been fascinating listening to your investing story and also how the founders of ShareSite have recognized that self-directed investors need more tools to help them on their way. And it's great that they did that, and it's a really good program. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and very much for, you know, for having me on the show, and you know, I hope to, you know, we see some of your listeners, you know, try out our product, and all the best to them.
Okay, thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.